I think that art, when it's at its best, it allows artists to come together and creates a space where we can have dialogue and conversations about the really important things that are going on in our communities and across the nation. And, you know, as we were talking about doing this symposium over the last 4 years, it really became apparent in our current political climate with DACA, with the immigration issues, and to, you know, to tell the stories. Because art gives us a place and a way to tell our stories. And Chicana artists have been doing that for over 50 years.
Christina, how did the artists who are participating in the symposium get chosen?
It was very organic with what was going on in the times around us, the extremism towards immigrant population, undocumented population, etc. So the artists that we chose have created art through the written word, through printmaking, photography, etc., installations.
Is it on display as well?
Yes, there will be. There is an exhibition at the Mulvane Art Museum, Detention Nation. And that's a collective of artists who have recreated this detention center, complete with letters from detainees who have been held in this center. There are video files and documentary film clips that are presented as part of it.
So is a lot of this art, if it's a natural outgrowth of the political situation, it seems like it wouldn't necessarily be collected in a museum. It would be naturally occurring. You would find it in communities. You would find it on walls. You would find it on the internet. You would find it in these very spontaneous forms. Does this symposium address that at all?
Part of our purpose of bringing these artists together is to talk about how they're using these kinds of spontaneous installations that might occur, how those things are happening in communities, and how they begin to help shape and inform what's happening in those communities.
And one of the really important components was to bring women from the Southwest that had experience living very close to the border to talk about the fluidity of borders, how the borders across the lower Rio Grande Valley can also have an impact on a DACA student here in Kansas, how detention centers across Texas, which have all been privatized, can impact DACA students since DACA has been rescinded. These are very vulnerable times for the undocumented, for the refugee. And with the power of these Chicana artists to bring them here into Kansas to give a sense of hope and possibility and help spark that creative fire here with artists, with DACA youth, with anyone who is willing to become a part of this social movement, because we really are looking at a human rights crisis at this point in time.
Part of our purpose for doing this is to really shed light on that wall, that mental kind of construct really extends to the Midwest, to Topeka, to
In what way?
It's the threat.
I would say that's a good point. It is the threat. Here in Kansas, we have almost 7,000 DACA students and youth. And so when they understand they're living in a state where nothing is certain for their future, then the realities that are happening in the Southwest meet up and rub against the realities that they are facing here.